focus on like planning. So here a few years ago, I was working with a guy named Anna, who was a visiting professor there in London. And I just said, I want to approach this as a student. I want to learn how this culture works. And just to see how I can bring it off to him. And so I asked him, I said, Anna, I said, in your culture, if I do something wrong, you say I come to you and I break into your house and steal stuff, what happens? January 10th, and I hope a bunch of you will come. It's an opportunity. what's the notable exception to Gandhi is the name of the So maybe the Dharma does tell us something about so we don't know what these people will do. Perhaps the Jewish salesman, the traveling salesman, or the Jewish man is traveling salesman, is returning to Jerusalem from a sales call in Jericho. He was running late, so he decided to take a shortcut to Samaria, because normally a good Jew would travel around Samaria rather than travel around. Maybe he should have done that one day because he had misfortune to be ambushed by robbers. He's wrapped in a beaten bloody heap at the side of the road. His decision to make the trip at that time and that place has consequences. So quite likely the priest was returning to his post at the temple in Jerusalem. He had places to go and Levi, or the temple assistant, was in all likelihood rushing back to his duties at the temple. He had the same spirit of concern as the priest, but he also had a very busy schedule, and he chose to maintain the integrity of his schedule over caring for the minister of God, who was, besides if he was late, the priest would have been all out of his life. Places to go and things Did you know that you actually carry a ministry tree? But maybe you've not traveled that. But we have found CA ministry to be a tremendous opportunity. Sometimes somebody is maybe locked out of their truck. And we can use the CAA card to get somebody coming up to them. Doesn't cost anything because the great thing with the CAA card is it's got my name on it. It's my CAA card. So if your card is broken down and I happen to find you, I can use CAA to come and tell you. Doesn't cost me anything. Doesn't cost you anything. I just have to wait until it's my card. So here, 2 or 3 years ago, I can't remember exactly now, I was coming home from work. It was in January. It was a blustery evening. I was coming across the ocean to the town. It's quite a lonely road, but it's short, taking 6 kilometers from where I'm at work. I'm driving along. I see this car up in the field. And there's a guy standing there. Well, in Canada, you see somebody stopping. And the winter time, you stop and say, okay, can I see the tree? So I stopped him. I said, are you okay? Do you have help coming? He said, well, he said, a farmer's wife stopped, and she's going to go get her husband, and he's going to come home and get back to me. So I'm a farm wife, maybe. I practice with a smaller one, but we still close off the people. So that's when Carfax steals my first ticket to the barn and pull him out. That doesn't work so well. I said, well, I don't know if he wants to pull you, but I'll wait for you to stop in the car. I never see a little bit of an accent. That doesn't sound like an Ontario accent. I said, where are you from? He said, oh, I'm from Palestine. I said, oh. I said, what does he mean? And he said, yes, he is. And I said, oh, handsome. He said, how do you know that? And I said, well, I have another friend with me. I know that what's in me is handsome. And so he was amazed by that. Well, of course, given the choice of a standing by the side of the cold road or putting him in my car, it's an easy choice. So I had an opportunity to get to know him, become friends with him. Well, the farmer came, and he had like about 200 horsepower in the tractor. He would have had no problem pulling pieces of the car. And so I went up to the guy, and I said, now, you see, if you want to try pulling my car, be my guest, because if it was me, I wouldn't have pulled my car. No, I'll pull his car. So the scene was a little upset. So I saw all the scene lines, and I said, so we sat and waited for the we're pulling them out. Well, the snow had been about this deep in the field, but it had settled down because of the mud. So it went about this deep. And the car went in right over top of it. So it was dark in this time. Perfect for pulling them out. Well, the front of the car was a BMW. It sank into the snow. And that ice jammed up on his bumper skirt, ripped the front end of his car. And I said to the team, okay, that's why we call it Bobo, because he's got insurance. So because he had insurance, because it was my